an increasing number of Czech firms are moving offshore. According to statistics compiled by a Prague-based business information provider, 2008 saw more than 2,000 Czech companies register in some of the world's most popular tax havens. That's 24% more than the previous year. Jan Richter has the details.
The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Cyprus, and even Delaware in the United States are among the most popular destinations for growing numbers of Czech firms seeking low taxation. Last year, some 2,153 companies moved offshore, a marked increase from the previous year. Alena Saud is the head of Czechia, a Prague-based Swedish-owned firm providing business information, which compiled the statistics on Czech firms moving offshore.
This is the fourth year when we carried out the study, and we clearly could see that in comparison, the 2009 comparison to 2008 had been a tremendous year of the growth when companies were moving offshore. 24% more companies moved offshore than it was in the year 2008, and it was actually the highest growth in the years when we are carrying out this study.
The major motivation behind the move seems to be rooted in the unstable political situation in the Czech Republic following the toppling of the center-right government in March 2009. According to Alena Saud, this is obvious from the fact that the number of companies that moved offshore rose dramatically in the wake of the government's fall.
We strongly believe that it is as well very unstable political situation, which had really proved in the last year. When we look into our statistics in details, in the first half year of 2009, only 154 companies moved offshore. But in the second half of the year, 2,000 companies moved offshore. So we believe that this strongly is hand in hand with the political situation.
Experts assume the drain might represent a loss of some 24 billion crowns, or more than $440 million, for the state budget in tax revenues. This would further deteriorate the already ailing Czech public finances. The current caretaker government is planning to introduce severe cuts in public spending to cap the soaring deficit of the state budget. But the political government, which will assume office after May's general elections, is likely to follow a different strategy. The head of the Social Democrats, Jiří Paroubek, in fact announced that if his party wins at the polls, they would raise the corporate tax from 19% to 21%. And this prospect could lead to even more Czech companies moving to tax havens abroad.
What we can see from the period in the past, the process has been the fastest in the last year. And we are really worried if something doesn't change and the situation does not become stable and clear for the businesses in the Czech Republic, then this process may continue at the speed which it had last year.
Alena Saud, the head of a